Available now from Graphic Audio.
Survivalist number 2, The Nightmare Begins. What's all that shooting, Rourke?
Either Mexicans trying to get across the border into here, which would be damn foolish just now, or Americans trying to get across into Mexico. Which would be just the reverse of the usual situation, wouldn't it? Wasp wetbacks.
You were right about this place. Everything looks like it's been looted 50 times.
That's something to do, I guess. Quiet a minute.
What is it?
Shh. Sounds like a riot, maybe. Some kind of mob heading toward us.
Women? Kids? Are they nuts?
Maybe desperate's a better word. Let's get out of here. We can't go back the way we came. Look! Either another mob or part of the same one.
But there's a gunfight down the other way by the border.
Maybe they won't notice us.
Is this what's left of the world? My God.
It may sound like some kind of put-on, but I expected worse. And don't worry who you shoot at. They'll all be shooting at us. Let's ride.
Rourke and Rubenstein were in a gauntlet of armed men. On one side stood the wreckage of a blown-out bridge. Dozens of Mexicans stood atop it and beneath it, behind heavy concrete columns, firing at an adjacent group of Texans from what must have been the Juarez side of the border. A man from the Mexican group started running into the street toward Rourke, carrying what Rourke identified as a vintage Thompson SMG in his hands, spitting fire. The subgunner fell forward, the body vaulting toward the front wheel of Rourke's bike. Rourke lifted the CAR-15 to waist level and pointed it towards the crowd of Texans, many of whom seemed to be quickly losing interest in the Mexicans atop the bridge.
Hang on, John!
Rourke pulled himself to his feet and ran toward his bike. He spotted two Texans with riot shotguns already en route to the cycle. For the men, Rourke's bike and weapons would be a pretty good haul for a day's work. John dropped to one knee. Rourke rose to his feet, Colt Python in hand, and slung a CAR-15 from its black web sling as he ran towards his bike. Already, more than a half dozen men from the building side of the street were running towards Rourke, assault rifles and pistols clutched in their hands. Rourke cut back along the street, catching sight of Rubenstein coming up fast behind him. The bike jumped the curb, heading down along the sidewalk, parting the Mexicans beneath the bridge in waves before him as he bent low over his bike.
Kid's really getting into it.
If you can't find that hot graphic audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.